Economists keep getting surprised that the economy downshifts in the winter. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Interest rates today eased down a bit, with the benchmark rate falling back below 3% this morning. Tomorrow, we'll get the first reading from the government on economic growth for January to March, a stretch that historically tends to look weak. Diane Swonk is chief economist at the consulting and accounting firm Grant Thornton. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so we'll see economic growth, the government's first estimate for what happened January to March. That tends to be the dark part of winter. It tends to be a bit weak, right?
It does, despite their efforts to seasonally adjust the data. Not only did we have unusually bad winter weather, but we really had decades-long problem with the first quarter coming in weaker than the rest of the year and sort of giving us a head fake that the world is falling apart. It looks like the economy grew at about 1.7% pace in the first quarter, a sharp slowdown. The good news is it looks like it's poised to snap back, and that's why we're seeing the bond market and overall financial markets a little more concerned about interest rate hikes and higher interest rates down the road.
I know, right? Because we'll get this weak first quarter, yet everyone's worried about inflation. You think it's anticipating what is happening in the current quarter that we're living in now?
Exactly. We're almost to the breaking point of the 1960s expansion, which was the second longest of the post-World War II era, and we're doing it at a time we're stimulating. There's a lot of federal spending, which is very inflationary. We have an unemployment rate that's falling, finally giving us a little wage gains. And at the end of the day, we've already seen both inflation and pipeline inflation, that which producers are paying, pick up quite significantly. So it does look like, guess what? The world of inflation is coming back.
Remember, it was all deflation 2 years ago, and inflation was some sort of throwback, so a historical artifact. Not anymore.
Back to the future. Here it is again.
Diane Swonk, chief economist at the accounting and consulting firm Grant Thornton. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And how's the stock market on this Thursday? In the first 24 minutes of trading, the Dow is up 63 points, 0.3%. S&P up 0.4%. The NASDAQ Composite Index up 0.8%. Some of that is Facebook stock up 8% this morning. And despite a privacy scandal, Facebook beat forecasts in yesterday's profits report. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra is following this.
Facebook did really well. The company brought in almost $12 billion in revenue, which is 50% more than last year. And its number of daily users grew by 13%. So it's now almost 1.5 billion people. The caveat here is this earnings report tells us how the company did between January and March. But the big privacy scandal at Facebook, followed by that movement to get people to delete their accounts, that came to light in the middle of March. So it's not clear Facebook is going to lose a lot of users or advertisers over that. But if we do see fallout from that scandal, it'll probably show up next quarter. Sheryl Sandberg, the company's COO, said there was concern from advertisers just after that news broke and that some pulled back. But she also said there hasn't been a, quote, meaningful trend of advertisers leaving since.
Mariel Segarra, thank you very much. You count on Marketplace to keep you informed about the economy and then some. And it's not only what we talk about, but how we talk about it in a practical, objective, and sometimes unexpected way. Now, we feel it's important work that we're already doing, but with your support, we can do more of it and reach more people as well. For as little as $5 a month, become a Marketplace investor. And right now, your donation will go twice as far thanks to a $4 match from Candida. Time's running out on that challenge, so if you could donate today at marketplace.org, and thank you for the support. One of the biggest temporary marketplaces on the planet is happening right now in China. It's the Canton Trade Fair with 200,000 merchants and buyers from China and around the world. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pack visited the fair in the city of Guangzhou to find out how the current trade tensions between the U.S. and China are playing out there.
At the Canton Fair, the sellers try to sound as upbeat as the music, including Skyworth, a company whose TVs face a possible 25% tariff from the U.S.
The impact on us right now is minimal because our sales ratio in the U.S. market isn't that high.
A manager at Skyworth, Mr. Liu, he doesn't want us to reveal his full name for fear of government retaliation. his firm had plans to expand sales in America. So after some pressing, Mr. Liu admits this.
As an individual or a company, we do feel helpless.
He says Skyworth is considering building a factory in the U.S. to avoid possible tariffs. But there is a bigger concern among China's sellers. The U.S. dollar is down 10% against the Chinese yuan over the last year. That's hurt firms like Sunrise Group. Hebe Chen is the global sales manager.
The cost of each wheel we produce has increased a few dollars because of the exchange rate.
Sunrise is also facing a 25% tariff on its steel rims and wheels. Not everyone expects to lose out. Buyer Cyril Leone says U.S. tariffs could be good for his native Australia because they could push Chinese producers to get rid of their stock in other markets, pushing down prices.
Hopefully it'll make the product come down a little bit.
You mean product prices from China would go down?
Yeah.
Sales manager Lily Jen just wants the U.S. and China to negotiate. Some of the towing supplies she sells for her company Runva could face tariffs.
Maybe the U.S. list was issued initially without careful consideration, but there will be a few months for public consultation.
She hopes the U.S. tariffs on her products could be lower than the proposed 25%. In Guangzhou City, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.
And Deutsche Bank, the German bank that became a Wall Street powerhouse in the run-up to the financial crisis, seems to be retreating toward Europe. There's news today the bank is cutting back bond and equities trading around the world. The CEO says the bank is deeply rooted in Europe, and that's where it wants to give its customers solutions. This will mean major layoffs at Deutsche Bank operations, particularly outside of Europe. The company said today its profits fell nearly 80% last quarter. Deutsche Bank stock is down 2.6% in Frankfurt trading. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.